broadcast of the Ladybugs game against LSU Eunice is made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. The pregame show is sponsored by Mattress Five, Bilski Waterwell Services, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Brenham National Bank, Brandit Graphics, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, BBR Materials, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, DDM Pipe and Steel, Glenn College, Kegler Toyota, Greenspan Profiles, HEB, Collier Construction, and TNA Services. We'll go out to the field and your hosts, Doug Brown and Tommy Lange, after these words from our sponsors.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
I'm excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy, handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
H-E-B in Brenham is here to make your Easter weekend a breeze. From the tasty starters, the main dish, the must-have sides, and the sweet treats, H-E-B has it all to make your Easter complete. And don't forget, H-E-B carries gift baskets, goodies, egg dyeing kits, toys, and cascarones, so you can get all your Easter essentials at one single store. Have no time? Order online. And have your items delivered right to your car with curbside or right to your front door. H-E-B in Brenham, they're always here for you.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blim Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
All right, we come back here to Holt Park, and it's time now for game number two of our softball doubleheader between the Blinn Lady Buccaneers softball team and LSU Eunice Lady Bengals. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you on this Saturday afternoon. So glad you could be with us. Just a gorgeous day. Thankfully, the temperature's cooled off a little bit to where it hadn't been too hot, and as the great Ernie Banks would say, let's play two.
Let's play two. Let's definitely play two. I tell you what an exciting first game here this afternoon. The big thing, the Bucks, the Lady Bucks get the big win in the wildest, one of the wildest fashions you can ever imagine. But you know what? As they always say, a win is a win.
Yep. And for those of you that didn't get to join us for the first game, it ended up, score was tied 4-4, bottom of the seventh inning, and bases loaded for Blinn, and Caden Sweese gets hit with the pitch with the bases loaded for the walk-off win. Something you don't see hardly. I don't think I've ever seen.
How many times have we seen it with a walk?
With a walk, yeah.
Walks happen all the time, but yeah. A hit batter, wow.
And so Bucks get the win there, and now they'll see what they can do here in game number two. And we got more to come here on the pregame, but first let's send you back to the studios and let's hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
If you have unwanted guests in your home, T&A Pest Control can help. T&A Pest Control Services is locally owned and operated in Brenham. They provide you with their brand name products and give you the best quality service they have to offer. Give them a call today for a free quote and let them help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At T&A Services, their number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
Hi, I'm Ashley.
I'm Amanda.
And I'm Dana.
Brenham National Bank wants to welcome you to Washington County to visit the Bluebonnet Festival hosted by the Chapel Hill Historical Society on April 11th and 12th.
We are a community bank with all the latest and greatest technology.
Come by and visit our branch at 9005 U.S. Highway 290 East.
Come bank with us, where we make banking fun and easy. Brenham National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
All right, it's time now for the starting lineups brought to you by T&A Services, locally owned and operated pest control company in Brenham, providing you with the best quality service and pest management plan that works for you. Call for a free quote. And for LSU Eunice here in game number two, it'll be the designated player Miley Elsonson leading things off. Batting second, left fielder Mackenzie Ellisar. Batting third will be the center fielder Peyton Prince. Batting fourth, the catcher McKinley Harris. Batting fifth, first baseman Jaden Yesso. Batting sixth, the right fielder Ella Mabiel. Batting seventh, the second baseman Caden Schenck. Batting eighth, third baseman Mia Smith. Batting ninth, the shortstop Kason Vadnais. And doing the pitching will be Erica Savage. Now for Blinn, their lineup stayed the same as the previous game, just the one difference. Brent Gallimore will be taking over the pitching, but it's going to be Skylar Flanagan leading things off playing left field. Batting second will be the center fielder, Hallie Scheel. Batting third, shortstop, Brianna Moreno. Batting fourth, the catcher, Caden Sweis. Batting fifth, right fielder, Alexis Moss. Batting sixth will be the third baseman, Annie Beckendorf. Batting seventh, first baseman, Danny Lopez. Batting eighth, the designated player, Presley Mabus. And batting ninth, second baseman, London Holland. And we'll be back with the first pitch after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 3 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
Greenspan Insulated Panels is proud to be cheering on the Blinn Bucks, Brenham Cubs, and Cubettes all season long. When local businesses need reliable, energy-efficient building solutions, they trust Greenspan Insulated Panels. From insulated panel installations at Bluebell Creameries, Brianna Salad Dressing, Country Boy Sausage, and HEB, Greenspan helps keep Brenham businesses running strong, supporting their teams, supporting their community. Call 844-807-7400 today. Greenspan Insulated Panels. Built to perform, built to last, built right.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
And back we go. Miley Elsonson, the first batter here against Brent Gallimore this afternoon. And pitches outside for a ball. It'll be Elsonson, Mackenzie Ellisar, and Peyton Prince. It'll game, the fourth and final game between these two teams this weekend. Eunice won the first one. Blinn has won the last two. And pitch taken outside of ball. It's 2-2 now on Elsinson. And the 2-2 pitch slapped foul up the first base side. Third base side. And two balls and two strikes. And that one outside of ball. It's 3-2. Gallimore pitched in both games yesterday, getting the loss of the first game, but then coming back in relief and getting the win in the second game. And the 3-2. Outside ball 4, and Elsinson takes the leadoff walk. And that'll bring up Mackenzie Elisar. Left-hand batter, right-hand pitcher. And that one is taken for a strike. It's 0-1. And that one slapped foul back up against the fence. And it's 2-2. Taken outside for a ball. 1-2. And that one slapped foul, and that's heading over towards the baseball field. Count remains 1-2 on LSR. Swing and a miss. Got her on strikes. Throw down. And she is safe at second. But they do get the strike out of Elisar, and it's one down. Elsinson moves to scoring position down at second base and brings up Peyton Prince, the center fielder. And is in there for a strike. Good pitch there by Gallimore. Gallimore, sophomore at Fruitvale, British Columbia, Canada. And that one wild pitch gets away. And that'll move the runner up. So Elsinson down to third. And that one, the five gets away again. Runner coming home. And she will score to make it 1-0. LSU Eunice. Back-to-back wild pitches by Gallimore. And next one coming. And that one in there for a strike. It's 2-2. Next pitch, that's going to be popped up. Lopez giving chase, and that's going to hit on top of the Blinn dugout and go out of play. So the count will hold at 2-2. And that one a little too low, and it's 3-2. And that one popped foul. And over towards the baseball field. Actually hitting the back of somebody's chair.
One of the good things is, Doug, the fans were yelling.
Yep, let everybody know. You don't want somebody to get beamed. That one back up the middle. That's a base hit for Prince. She smoked that one right past Gallimore. And so first hit of the afternoon, or first hit of this game. And that brings up McKinley Harris.
Yes, you could say that's a good at-bat for Prince.
Yep. And that one sent out to center. Back goes Shield. She'll make the grab for out number two. And Jaden Yussel, the batter. And that's a strike called and throw down. And runner's safe.
I tell you what, another good jump there by Peyton Prince.
Because the throw was there, it was just, with her speed, it was just wasn't going to be in time. And strike called, and quickly here, 0-2 on Yeso. And one outside for a ball, it's 1-2. And that one shot to short, and Marino takes care of it for out number three. So in the inning, there was one run, one hit, no errors, and one left on. We go to the bottom of the first. LSU Eunice leading Blinn 1-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Blinn Buccaneer Baseball and Softball are bringing the heat, and Citizens State Bank is proud to be on deck with their support. They've been hitting your standards out of the park since 1925, with local service, trusted relationships, and a commitment to hometown success. Because at Citizens State Bank, your hometown is their hometown too. Proud supporters of Blinn Buccaneer Baseball and Softball. Citizens State Bank. Local people, local decisions, member FDIC.
Need your PC repaired but hate to tear it down and haul it to the computer store? Those days are gone. If you call Computer Helpers, they offer remote repair services to fix all kinds of software issues. All you need is an internet connection, and Computer Helpers can log in and remotely fix and repair your Mac or PC. Just call the nerds at Computer Helpers at 979-836-6098. The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham.
As we come back here, and it'll be Skylar Flanagan, Hallie Sheila, and Brianna Marino to lead it off against Erica Savage. LSU Eunice with a 1-0 lead, and the pitch is taken for a strike. Savage, one of only three players on the LSU Eunice roster from Texas. The rest are all Louisiana. And Savage, I got to list her as being from Kingwood. And that one back up the middle, and Flanagan's on with a base hit.
That's how we want to get started.
And now that'll bring him Hallie Scheel.
Number one, Hallie Scheel.
And that one slapped into the hole at short. They are not going to get her. And infield hit there for Shields. Two runners aboard now for Brianna Moreno. And Savage ready with the pitch. And Moreno put the bat up to bunt and almost a defensive swing as that was coming right at her.
That's exactly what it was. It was a defensive.
And so she fouled that one away, an 0-1 count. And squares away, bunts that one.
Good bunt.
And throw to first to get the out, but she does her job moving the runners up. And so now Flanagan to third and Shield to second for Cadence Weiss. And that one down low ball. Two runners aboard, only one out here in the bottom of the first. Lynn trying to come back and tie this one up, and Weiss ground ball to third. They're going to fire across the diamond and get the out at first.
Good job there by the third baseman, looking the runner back. Yeah. Strong throw to first, gets the out.
And that'll be up to Alexis Moss to try to get that run home. And that one down with a ball. It's 1-0. And no one down. Oh, we call that a strike.
You know, I didn't come close to seeing that one.
1-1 pitch. That one a pot ball, and it's 2-1. Annie Beckendorf waiting on deck. And pitch from Savage. Sends that one a fly ball deep and foul.
Another deep strike. I'm telling you, that's a fan right there. <Doug.
laughs> Thing is, that may be one of the smallest dogs I've ever seen.
Cute.
I'm guessing still a puppy, I would.
No, I think.
Or is that?
They're not too far. It's.
And that one back up the middle, and that's going to scoot through for a base hit. Flanagan scores. Here comes Shield, and she's saved.
There we go.
And it's a two-run single for Moss to make it 2-1, Buccaneers. And while the throw was coming home, Moss took off for second. And so she's in there now for Beckendorf. And Beckendorf pops this one foul back behind us. one count. And that one's inside for a ball, 1-1. And that one taken for a strike is 1-2. And since that one fouled over toward the third base dugout. One ball and two strikes. Two outs, but a couple of runs are in, and now Blinn looking for more. Beckendorf could get a hit here and bring in Moss. And one up high, and it's 2-2. And that one is over a second. And there she overthrew first. And so coming in to score is going to be Moss to make it 3-1, Blinn. And that'll be an E4. And Beckendorf will end up down at second. And Danny Lopez, the batter. I mean, she had an easy play there and just couldn't, just rushed it when she didn't really need to.
She really, great point, Doug. You really didn't need to rush that play. She rushed it. Wow.
That one foul back into the fence. And it's an 0-1 count.
Could have almost pitched it underhand.
Yeah. And that one foul away. Quickly here, 0-2 on Lopez. Lopez, the seventh batter of the inning for the Bucks so far. And a pie for a ball. 1-2. Yeah, that one way high. A ball is 2-2. That one ended up about eye level on Lopez. And a pitch. Swung and a miss. It got her on strikes. Two runs out of the side, but Blinn does come up. We have three runs on three hits. There was one error and one runner left on. And we've got an inning in the books. Bucks lead it 3-1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Spring is here, and that means it's time to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes. Whether you're in the stands or around town, show your team spirit with custom sports apparel from Branded Graphics. From game day tees and hoodies to hats and fan gear, you can shop sports apparel online made right here by your hometown print shop. At Branded Graphics, they're proud to support Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubette softball because supporting the teams means supporting the community. Gear up this season, shop local, shopbrandedgraphics.com.
Do you need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home? Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short and long-term care.
And back we go here as we start the second inning. Blinn with a 3-1 lead over LSU Eunice, and they foul that one away. It's Ella Mabel leading it off here. She's a freshman out of Pierre Part, Louisiana. Waiting on the 0-1 delivery from Bryn Gallimore. And bunts that one. Let's go safe fair.
Nope.
And they're not going to get her at first. Slow roller. They had to wait to see if that was going to go foul, and it did not. And Beckendorf did all she could, but just fast, too fast a runner going down there. Infield hit for Mabel. And that'll bring up Caden Schenck. Schenck, a freshman out of Kentwood, Louisiana. And takes ball one. Outside the ball, 2-0. And that one down low ball. 3-0 count. We're just going out there to have a word with Gallimore. And there's a strike, 3-1. And swung and a miss, 3-2. Side ball four got away from the catcher, Weiss. And to two runners aboard now. And that'll bring up Mia Smith. Smith, a freshman of Scott, Louisiana. And that one up high for a ball. It's 1-0. Again, I'm waiting for the next pitch. One ball, one strike. Glenn with a 3-1 lead here in the top of the second. Thrown down, runner back safely at second.
Nice job by Holland.
Yeah. Let's make a break, don't go. It's 3-1 now. That one foul tipped again. Full count now, 3-2. Gallimore just trying to settle down and get through this inning. And back to the pitcher. They're going to go to third.
Nice play.
Out, throw to first, and runner safe over there, but they at least get the lead runner. And now I'm bringing up Kason Volnick. Or Vonnick. Or let's see what.
How close you think that is to 5-0?
I don't know. And down one for a ball. 2-0. Ball misses on the inside. It's 3-0. Yeah, strike called. 3-1. Ball four. That'll load the bases now for Miley Elston. Bases are loaded. But LSU units threatening here in a second. Check swing. Umpire says she went around. One ground ball to third. Umpire says foul ball. Beckendorf was up with it right away and throwing it home. O-2, one out.
She's from Pearl River, Doug.
Ah.
I actually went through Pearl River last week.
Okay.
Eastern part of Louisiana.
There we go. A slap shot, and it is between Beckendorf's legs, and the run will come home. And let's see when they're going to score that. They're going to score that hit or an error. And that one by Gallimore is a strike. And another one is in the street and came home to make it. So it's now a 3-2 game. And still only one out in the inning. And that one foul away. It's 0-2. Waiting on the 0-2 pitch. And that one is over to second. Oh, and booted by London and score. The tying run coming all the way around to Smith. And now it's the left fielder, Mackenzie Alizar, batting.
Wheels kind of falling off.
Yep, now it's going to bring Coach Rick Church out. Looks like Madison Bracknell is going to come back in. And so with a pitch change, we'll go ahead and send you back to the studios. And let's hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Apple Ford is proud to be sponsor of Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Yet Blinn Bucks Baseball, Blinn Lady Bucks Softball, Brenham Cub Baseball, and the Brenham Cubette Softball Teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck to all who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet one of our helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that'll knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford on Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
And as we come back here, we got a pitching change. And Madison Bracknell will come back in to pitch. And this pitching change is brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, and business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote that best fits you and your life. That is Wellman Insurance, 836-3613. And runner going, throw down. She's safe. So a run came home earlier, and I guess I missed that one, but it's now 4-3 for LSU Eunice. And line drive, foul up the third base side. And time is calling, looks like. And that one sent out to Sheeland Center. Backtracking, makes the grab. Fires it back in. It's going to be a sack five for Elazar. Brings home another run here in the top of the second. And it's now 5-3 LSU Eunice. Eunice with four of their five runs here in the second. And that one, a strike call, and there are two outs. And McKinley Harris, the batter. And she sends this one high, looking foul. And it's 0-2.
Another one of those long strikes.
Yep. Don't forget, still to come tonight, we've got Astros baseball on the way. Astros and the Angels, game three, as Harris strikes out. That'll retire on the side in the inning. They do come up with four runs on a couple of hits and one error. And one left on. We go to the bottom of the second. It is LSU Unis leading Blinn 5-3 back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right part for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
And on the first pitch, Presley Mavis pops it up, and it's going to be hauled in by the shortstop for out number one. As we come back here at the bottom of the second inning, game number two of our doubleheader, and that one is a ground ball to third, throw to first, and Holland is out 5-3, so two quick outs there. LSU Unis leading Blinn here. It is a 5-3 score. And Skyler Flanagan, the batter now. Flanagan singled and scored the first run for the Bucks in this one. And takes a strike. 0-1. And that one, a pie ball, 1-1. And swing and a missed. 1-2.
Skyler Flanagan singled and scored a run back in the first.
Yep.
Here we are in the second. But it seemed like the first was an eternity ago.
And that one grounded to third. Throw to first, and that is going to be a 1-2-3 inning for the Bucks. They go three up and three down. And after two innings of play, it is LSU Unis leading Blinn 5-3 back with the third inning. And we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Robert's Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with three Subway locations in Brenham.
Where teens thrive, lead, and belong. The Boys and Girls Club believes in your greatness.
For a sweet job on your residential and commercial plumbing needs, call Plum Level. Techs you can trust to be on the level.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
McCoy's Lumber, from a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up, Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Explore Hyundai of Brenham's new electric vehicles. Eco-friendly, cutting-edge, and ready for a test drive. Highway 290 West.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street. For recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
All right. As we come back here, First pitch to Jordan Yeso is a strike going one. Madison Bracknell in the circle on in relief of the starter, Bryn Gallimore. And it's a 1-1 count.
Sounds like some pet abuse, doesn't it, Doug?
Oh, I know. All of it, well, one dog's seen the other dog and the other. Mad that the owner won't let them go meet.
Ooh, nice change up there.
And it's one ball and two strikes. That one popped up. Weiss makes the grab.
Oh, nice play.
For out number one. Thankfully, it didn't reach the fence, and she was able to get back there behind the home plate and make the grab.
Good job there by Cadence Weiss.
And now Ella Mabel, the batter. And that one out in front of the plate, up with his Weiss again, throws to first. And Lopez missed the ball. And time call. They did give her an infield hit on that. And Caden Schenck, the batter. And takes the first pitch for a strike, 0-1.
Hate to bring this up, Doug, but I'm smelling food again.
Yep, me too.
The best thing for me to do is don't even bring it up.
One ball and one strike. And that one sent out to center, shield over, makes the grab for out number two.
Hallie Shield makes it look easy.
Oh, she certainly does. I remember back when she was still in high school, her head coach, Katie Roberts, saying that out of all the players she's coached, Hallie has the best outfield instincts that she's ever seen.
And Coach Roberts has seen a few.
Oh, yeah. And strike comes. Allie, one of those players, no matter where you put her in that outfield, she's going to be successful. And that one down low ball. 1-1. Swing and a miss, way out in front of that one. And it's 1-2.
I tell you what, another good change up there by Bracknell.
Trying to get out of this inning. That one is sent foul down the right field line. That makes it 1-2. And down low for a ball. 2-2 now. And that one, a high fly ball out to left. Flanagan back. makes the grab for out number three. And so in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors. And one left on. We go to the bottom of the third. And it's still 5-3 LSU Eunice. Back at we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant on Prairie Lee Street. All-you-can-eat buffet and full menu items daily.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Specializing in pork products, J&J Packing Company, your wholesale meat distributor.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains plumbing and drain experts.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
And back we go here to the bottom of the third inning. And Blinn Buccaneer softball trailing the LSU Eunice Bengals by a score of 5-3. And it'll be Hallie Shield leading things off, followed by Brianna Marino, and then Cadence Weiss against Erica Savage. And pitch to Shield. Is taken for a strike, 0-1. She'll bunted for a base hit her first time around. And pops that one up. Third baseman giving chase, and she'll haul it in for out number one. And that'll bring up Brianna Moreno. And pitch is a strike call, 0-1.
Moreno would have sacrificed her first at bat, moving runners up second and third.
And that one taken for a ball is 1-1. And that one, slow roller foul. Hold the count at 1-2. Pitch foul back into the fence, makes it 1-2. Next pitch by Savage. And that one is in the center field base hit for Moreno. And that'll bring up Cadence Weiss. Weiss grounded out to third base her first time up. Fisted and foul out of play over to the right side. And that one up high for a ball, 1-1. One thing I noticed over here in the whole park over the years is people do love to bring their dogs out here.
Oh, that no doubt about that.
It's a good place for it.
Oh, it is.
And that one inside for a ball. It's 2-1. You got to meet Coach Ingram's new buddy, Harley. Never seen either one of us before, but both came right through us both.
Correct.
And the 2-1, that's going to be pop foul back into the screen. Two balls, two strikes, pitch. And we send this one out to center. And that is going to be caught for out number two. Marino had to hold it first. And that'll bring up Alexis Moss. Moss had a two-run single back in that first inning. And that pitch is taken for a strike going on. Andy Beckendorf waiting on deck. Up high for a ball, runner going, and the throw gets away. And so into second base will be Moreno. That didn't get away far enough for her to go to third, but she's at least in the second. And that one is going to hit the base and got to the shortstop and bounced up, and she threw her out anyway. And so in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. And we played through three, and it is 5-3 LSU Eunice over Blinn. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Find that dream car you've always wanted at Apple Ford in Brenham. Just ask for Johnny the Car Guy.
Any property you see, call EB, 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving the area with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
Whitner Plumbing, LLC, in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Apple Ford on Highway 290 in Brenham, your spot for new or used Fords.
Shop where the builders shop. Woodson Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Schleider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats big city gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Faith Mission WIC, 100 South Chapel Street in Brenham. Empowering and educating families to make healthy choices for healthy families. Texas WIC.
For every young resale shop, 701 East Commerce. For gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
All right, as we come back here, top of the fourth inning. And Kason Vadnais, the batter. Vadnais walked her first time up. She'll be followed by Miley Elsenson and then Mackenzie Ellisar. And strike two. Madison Bracknell out there on the in relief. And that one is a base hit into left field. placed it perfectly between Beckendorf and Moreno. And now that'll bring him Elson Sutton.
Yeah, if you didn't know any better, you would think their hits have had eyes.
Yeah. The way they have threaded the needle's been pretty amazing. And that one taken for a strike, 0-1. And that one down low gets away from Reese. And the runner will move up to second. Swing and a miss. Tennis 1-2. Second, Holland throws to first, gets the out. So it's one away now, brings up McKenzie Ellisar. Taking for a ball, it's 1-0. Your 1-0 delivery on the way. Pitch is down low for a ball, 2-0. And that one fouled back into the fence behind home plate. It's 2-1. And the 2-1 knocked down by Holland. Only play is the first. She's not going to get her. And another run is going to come in. And Peyton Prince, the batter.
What did you go, Doug? E4?
Yeah. One is taken for a strike. Longwood in Bracknell's next pitch. That one sent high fly ball. Flanagan back. And makes the grab for out number two. Outside of ball and gets away. Six to three lead for LSU Eunice. Sent out to center, backtracking go shield, and makes the grab in front of the fence for out number three. So in the inning, there was one run on one hit, one error, and one left on. And we're halfway through this one. LSU units leading blend 6-3. Back with the Whataburger recap after we hear these words from our sports friends.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegeler Toyota, 1515 Highway 290 West and at TeglerToyota.com.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 20 years. 289-0436.
Faith Mission, 40 years of service providing a hand up for the citizens of Washington County. Don's Appliance Services, fast, courteous service on your appliances. A local business serving local people.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium, when you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
Brenham Heritage Museum. Telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Triangle Air and Heating. Your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
As we come back here to the bottom half of the fourth inning, it's time now for our Whataburger recap, brought to you by Whataburger in Brenham. 2801 Highway 36 South. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, fancy ketchup. Adding big flavor to your hometown with online ordering available. Perfect at all hours of the day, 24-7. And Beckendorf fouls away the first pitch. As it was Eunice scoring the first run in the top half of the first inning. Then Blinn would respond with three straight runs. And Beckendorf sends that one down the line, foul. It was Flanagan to steal, leading it off, then doing a double steal and coming in to score on an RBI single by Alexis Moss. And then it was Madison Bracknell starting, and now, Bryn Gallimore starting. Now it's in the hands of Madison Bracknell, trying to get a win this afternoon. Pitch is taken for a ball. It is 1-2. And it's 2-2 now. Beckendorf reached on the error first time up. And she turned on that one and hit foul. Nobody out. And that one foul away, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch to Beckendorf. Outside ball three. And next pitch coming. That one's going to be popped up. Third baseman calling for it. And she'll make the grab for out number one. And now Daniel Lopez, the batter. Okay. Next pitch coming. And it's a strike call. Blinn currently trailing the LSU Unis Bengals here, 6-3. That one popped up. And it is caught for out number two. And now I want to bring up Presley Malavius.
Since the first, seems like we can't get anything, get going.
Yeah, everything is just, all the bats have just gone ice cold. And first pitch to Mabius is taken. And that one is taken outside for a ball, 2-0. And that one foul over to the right-hand side, and that one's out of play. So two balls and a strike. Two and two. Three, one all the way. Foul tip in the mitt, and it's 3-2. Pitch. Foul. Out of play. Maybe it's now remaining a 3-2 count. Delivery, and that one is going to be shot to third. Third baseman booted it and
got her.
Just barely.
Barely got her.
And that will retire the side in the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. And we played through four. And it is the LSU Unis Lady Tigers beating the Blinn College Lady Buccaneers 6-3. Back after we hear 60 seconds. From our sponsors.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick up some today.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tielemann Construction and Stagett Tielemann Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Find the right insurance rate for you and your loved ones with Washington County Insurance, where everyone is treated like family, friends, and neighbors. 979-251-7771. WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at wctractor.com.
J&A Roofing, experts in every aspect of roofing, from new construction to green, energy-efficient solutions.
For proven results, trust the experience and expertise of Realtor Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
All right, as we start the top of the fifth, and the first pitch from Gallimore is a strike. And it looks like we do have a pinch hitter here. That is Malaya Gallatin. Yeah. And that one ground ball over to first. Lopez will flip to Holland covering. And it's a quick out number one.
Nice play.
One down. That'll bring up Ella Mabel. Mabel's been on both times, two singles. And since that one high and deep, she'll go back.
Oh, what a catch!
Shoulder grab. That's another one with a highlight reel for Hallie Shield.
An ESPN web gem.
Yep.
Great play there by Hallie Shield.
And it's a sink to bat.
We can officially say she robbed her of a third
yep.
hit.
Ball knocked down, which the runner is going to be safe at first. And so we got a pinch hitter coming up.
Number nine, is that right?
Yep. Okay.
Will that be Kobe Lom?
No. This one, take it down low for a ball. 1-0 count. Shink waiting. And that one, take it for a strike. One is going to get in for a base hit again. And Smith puts that in between.
That's the pinch hitter.
Yeah, puts it in between short and third. Taking for a ball is 1-0. There's pitch. Line drive off the glove. And the runner's going to be saying that'll be an E6. Two out. Couple of runners on.
We don't want the Lady Bucks to let this one get out of hand.
A little pitch on the way from Calamore. Is going to go short and get the force play to retire the side. And so in the middle of the fifth inning, LSU Unit 6, Brenham 3, back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Awards and more. Creating custom awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Computer Helpers. Brenham's favorite choice for a new computer, sales, and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Brenham Monument Company. Brenham's professional and compassionate monument company. Home of the exclusive 10-year monument guarantee.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham, serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts.
451-5004. All right, as we come back here, and London Holland swings and misses at the first pitch. It's 0-1. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning, and it is the LSU Eunice Bengals leading the Blinn Buccaneers 6-3. Pitch is taken for a strike. No balls, two strikes. Savage ready, and the delivery swung on, missed, and got her on the strikes. Back to the top of the order with Skylar Flanagan. Yeah, 2-0 count. Make that a 3-0 count.
Need base runners in the wildest way.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
And that is ball four. Flanagan draws the walk. That is actually just the first walk to a Blinn batter in this game. And Brigham Halley Shield.
Great point, Doug.
And that one is taken for a ball, no. And that one ground ball short fires to first. And they just get her.
Very, very close.
And the umpire was right on top of the play. Two out now. Moreno is add a sacrifice punt and also single. And so that'll put it on our board.
Mm-hmm.
And pitch is taken for a ball 1-0. One delivery. That is a strike called. 1-1. Remains 2-2 on Moreno, trying to get that run home. Ooh, one down in the corner. Oh, no, she caught it.
Oh, my goodness.
How in the world? And so in that inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth, or no, top of the sixth inning. Still 6-3 in favor of LSU Eunice. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Exceptional driver training. Building confident drivers, one student at a time.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo, honest service, expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Plants and Things, a small-town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brenham Collision Center, located at 810 West Main, offering repairs, insurance assistance, and 24/7 towing services just for you.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC. For quality health care in the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
And as we come back here, we reach the top of the sixth inning. And it'll be Miley Ellison-Sun, Mackenzie Ellisar, and Peyton Prince at top of the order against Brent Gallimore. And one foul away by Ellison-Sun. LSU Eunice leading this one 6-3. Did I get off again? Okay, I guess
it's Ellisar.
It's Ellisar batting. And this one over to second, and Holland boots the ball. And E4. And so that allows Ellison to reach and bring up Peyton Prince.
Another error.
Yeah, errors are just really hurting Blinn in the second. After not making very many of any in that first game.
Had two.
And that is a strike call as a runner steals second.
Yeah, we're getting to the tough part of the order.
And yeah.
You don't want to fall behind anymore.
Well, And that one taken for a ball. It's 1-1. And that one taken for a ball. And that one is going to be golfed out into left center. Runner coming home. Shields throw to the plate is offline. And it'll be an RBI single for Prince. Makes it 7-3 now.
And we don't have an out.
No, we do not. And that one sent out to left field. That's going to hook and go foul. No one count. Is out in the right field. That's going to be caught by Moss. Throw to third. And not in time.
Nice catch up there by Moss. Good throw to third. Mm-hmm. Just a little late.
Now Jordan Yeso the batter. And that one, high fly ball out to left, back tracking. And that's gone, a three-run homer.
Wow.
Or actually, a two-run homer on there, but still. Three-run of this inning is now 9-3. And Ella Mabel, the batter. And Coach Church out of the dugout.
I think that's all for Bracknell.
It is. And Bracknell coming in. Looks like Jameson Willows is coming in. And so while we got the pitch and change, let's take a break and let's hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignment and balancing.
Miller Electric and Plumbing, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical and plumbing installations and repairs.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jimmy Key, 105 East Main Street.
If you need foundation repair, trust the experts at Keystone Foundation Repair. Quality at an affordable price. Call 281-758-7000 today for a free estimate.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Ironworks for custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks, celebrating 20 years.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
Woodman Life for life insurance and financial security for your family. Call Amanda Coring and Russell Coring. Squeaky Clean Car Wash is locally owned and operated at Bluebell Road and Highway 105 in Brenham. Remember, if it don't squeak, it ain't squeaky clean.
And Jameson Willows has checked in the pitch and throws a ball, 1-0. And Willows is out of Sherwood Park, Alberta, Canada. Pitching Ella Mabel. And Mabel back in the middle. Willows knocks it down and throw to first. And she's safe. She beats out the hit. And Caden Schenck the batter. And this pitching change, by the way, brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, or business. Give them a call, 836-3613. To get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. And it looks like we're also going to have a change at second. Yeah. And Caden Schenk coming up now. I believe he said that's Lexi Feef at second now. And that one inside for a ball. That's now 9-3. And that one is knocked down by it. Yeah, they threw the ball in the dirt, and the runner saved. Lopez knocked it down, was going to Moreno at short. That'll be an E3. And brings up Mia Smith.
We definitely don't need another round tripper now.
No. And this one sent high, and guy drops in. Shield made the dive for it. Yeah, that's going to get at least two home.
Wow.
And that one up high for a ball. Kaysen Vadnai. And in there for a strike. It's ten to three now. That one foul away. LSU units leading the Blinn Lady Bucks. And that one is no. Well, it's now 2-2. Time called. Coach wants to have a word with her bidder. She knows one more run would put the run rule into effect for the bottom of the inning.
Is that it? Eight after five.
Yeah. Wow. That one fell away. And yeah, we're at seven right now.
Oh, the arrows have proved costly.
Yes, they. And change up upstairs. And three balls and two strikes. And that one in there, foul back. Count remains 3-2, and still just one out in the inning. Thank you.
needing out in the worst way. We're getting back to the top of the order again.
And that one fly ball out to right field. Moss makes the catch. And the runner coming home. And she will score. And it will put the run rule into effect. Looks like we're going to get a pinch hitter here for Elson Son.
Is that 15? No.
14. That would be Amberly Dempster. And with this, they batted around here in the seventh inning. And that one, fly ball out to left, Flanagan giving chase. And it's out of play.
Good thing she didn't hit that one straight.
No balls, two strikes. Willis needing just one more out to get out of this inning. And back to the pitcher, and she will throw on the first, and the inning is mercifully over. But not before they do tack on five more runs. And LSU units lead this one 11-3 back after we hear 60 seconds from our from the sports friends.
DDM Custom Buildings. Let DDM design and fabricate your new barn dominium, workshop, barn, or storage building.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication. Where your truck and trailer's care and service are their top priority. 216 Happy Hollow Road.
Dominant Associates. Your local Germania insurance agents at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
And Schulte Farm Services. Not just a feed store. Full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Citizens State Bank, where our hometown is your hometown too. Local people, local decisions since 1925.
Herman Furniture and Emporium. There's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier Factory authorized dealers celebrating 70 years of sales and service.
All right, here we go. Bottom of the sixth inning. Blinn needs, they need a run to keep it. They need at least one run in this inning to keep the game going. If they do not score here, that'll do it. They have an eight-run mercy rule in junior college softball. And four blends, Cadence Weiss, Lexus Moss, Lexus Moss, Annie Beckendorf, and Danny Lopez. And Moss turns that on, hits it foul. And it's 0-1. And that one up and in the ball. One ball, one strike.
This game's been a miscues by the Bucks, Lady Bucks, and timely hitting by LSU units.
Two balls and a strike.
Thank you.
one inside for a ball. 3-1 now. And that one high fly ball and back.
Is it going to stay fair?
Is it going to fair? And it is. It's a home run.
Well, we got the run.
Home run, Lexus Moss. And so the game will go at least to the seventh inning. And now that'll bring up Annie Beckendorf.
That's as just fair as you're going to get it.
Yeah.
Hitting the foul pole. See if Annie can keep it rolling.
She fouls that one over.
Maybe that's the spark to the fire needed.
Yep. A one count. And that one high fly ball deep.
There
and
it
back
is.
Back and that is gone. Back to back jacks. Moss and Beckendorf go deep in it now. Down to a 6-run lead, 11-5. And we're going to get a, looks like probably a pitching change. Savage is coming out. And so with a pitching change, we will take a break and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and the love they deserve.
Felder's Buy and Buy. For groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 7 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your needs.
For a great smile, see Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles at Altman Dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
Wellman Insurance. Service that only a local agency can provide. Comprehensive coverage and competitive pricing. Neighbors serving neighbors.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1401 South Austin.
Grilled onions, jalapenos, crispy bacon. Adding big flavor to your hometown Whataburger. Online ordering available.
Baker's Ag Service, commercial and residential, for dozer work, excavation services, and demolition work.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, an old-fashioned toy store filled from floor to ceiling with hard-to-find classic toys and books.
KT Auto Plus, general automotive and tractor repair, located at 1006 North Park in Brenham.
All right, after the back-to-back home runs from Lexus Moss and Annie Beckendorf, and it is now new pitcher is Carly Wheeler, freshman out of Simsboro, Louisiana. And that one back up the middle and shortstop over and throws the ball wide at first and she is safe. E6. And so now Presley Mabies. And by the way, this new pitching change brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance, insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, and business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. 836-3613 for Wellman Insurance. And Tariana Kennedy running at first now for Blinn in place of Lopez. And Kennedy, a freshman out of Beaumont. Swing and a miss.
Game one was a wild one. This one's starting to get that way also.
Yeah. And that one is a way outside and upstairs. It's 1-1.
What is that famous statement by Milo Hamilton?
About baseball being the most unpredictable game in the world.
Very unpredictable.
And that one inside, and it hit her.
Hit her. Another hit bat.
Gonna put two on now and bring up London Holland. Or actually, that's right. They did the change earlier. And this
14.
This is Lexi Fief.
Yeah.
Coming up for her first at bat. Freshman out of Danbury. Squares away the punt. And we'll pull the bat back and take a strike. And there are still no outs in this inning.
And we're getting to the top of the order.
Yeah, Flanagan waiting on deck and Sheil in the hole. Squares away to bunt, pitches up high, and it's 1-1.
What if I would predict that this thing would end 12-11?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Swung and a miss, and it's 1-2.
Lex didn't have a real good cut at that pitch.
And so Wheeler now gets ready. Pitch coming to Fief. And that one is foul over toward the baseball field. Specifically Schulte Field, which is right next door to us.
We got a break. It stayed. It hit the top part of the fence going to the other field. So.
And swing and a miss. And Fief down on strikes for out number one. And now Flanagan the batter. Flanagan's been on base twice with a single and a walk. And the pitch to her is fouled again over toward the baseball field.
That'll be a recommendation for the city since these fields are so close. Run a net all the way up to the lights.
Yeah. And one ball, one strike on Flanagan. And that one is a strike.
Wow.
And it's 1-2 now. Ground ball to third and foul. Count remains 1-2. And that one is going to be almost knocked down by the second baseman, but the runners are safe everywhere. It's an infield hit for Flanagan. It was a slow roller, and second baseman Schenck went to dive for it, and now the runners are all safe. And Hallie Shield to the plate.
You think Hallie's capable of getting one out?
I don't know, but it'll maybe can definitely get one for extra bases here. Pitch swung out and missed. She does have one home run this season, but it was inside the Parker.
We'll take a base hit.
Yep. Let's keep it going. Swung on and missed, and it's 0-2. And pops that one foul. Holds the count at 0-2. Foul back. And the 0-2 on the way to Shield. And foul again. And that one was off her foot. Trying to walk that one off.
Making contact, staying alive.
And foul tip again, and back to the screen. And this one, a fly ball, that is going to be caught
by
the right fielder. Tagging up and coming in to score is going to be Lopez. So it's a sack fly for Shield. And that'll make it now in the 11-6 ball game.
Up for second, she had a gapper.
If she could have just gotten it past the right fielder, that would have been up against the fence and would have probably cleared the bases. Like we go back to earlier, another hit batter as Moreno takes that one in the looks like the upper thigh there.
Ow.
And so now they'll load the bases again. This time, Cadence Weiss, the batter.
Doug, you and I are setting a record for hit batters.
Yep. We spell that one away. And Lexus Moss, who started the inning with a solo homer, is due up next. And this one, slow roller to third, and they do get her at first. And so that'll be the end of the inning. But the Bucks do come up with three runs, and they've cut it to an 11-6 ball game. LSU unit still up by 5. And so we go to the 7th inning, back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealer, supporting the local community since 1962.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue, they're Nathan's. Call or follow them on Facebook.
Christy Schlodman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, houses an 18-hole golf course, large swimming pool, and beautiful clubhouse.
Cruzy Village, full-service care retirement community for the next chapter in your life.
La Morello's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Enjoy life off-road with new or pre-owned power sports vehicles from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Parts and service available.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 10:30 and Wednesdays at 6:15. And remember, let your light shine.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable, customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
All right, we come back here. And leading off is going to be Mackenzie Elisar. She'll be followed by Peyton Prince, and then McKinley Harris. 11-5 LSU units leading, or excuse me, 11-6. 11-6 LSU units leading Blinn. Bucks need it. Could use a quick inning, go back out there and see if they can complete the comeback. And pitch a swing at him and still in one. And that one fouled away. 0-2 count. Jameson Willos on in relief. She's the third pitcher of this game used by Coach Rick Church. And that one fouled away. Down the hole, and it's 1-2. Foul tip again. Cap holds at 1-2. And don't forget, we've got Astros baseball still to come to tonight. Game 3 of their series with the Los Angeles Angels. That one's scheduled 6:10 for the first pitch.
The boys of summer is here.
Yep. And down low balls. Speaking of which, let me check on the Blinn baseball, how their doubleheader with Wharton is going today. And 2-2 count.
Ooh.
Down the way.
A little high, I guess.
And Wharton actually won the first game today, 4-1. And Blinn leading 1-0 in game 2. And played there, it was in the second inning. Time is called. So full count on LSR. And ball 4. right, we'll bring Peyton Prince. And that one, the pie ball one. Ball's just got to settle in here, throw some strikes. And strike called, runner going, thrown in. And she's safe. Stolen base for LSR. And that one down low ball. The 2-1 pitch up high for a ball. Time is called, and Weiss wants to go out in that word with a loss. Is a strike, and it's a full count, 3-2. And that one turned on and foul. Going to be sent out into shallow left, and it dropped in. Nobody calling for it.
Oh my goodness!
And so you got two runners aboard. Yet the left fielder, the center fielder, and the shortstop all converging. Nobody called the other off, and it ends up being a Texas League single for Peyton Prince. That'll bring up McKinley Harris. Harris squares away to bunt and bunts it foul. That one taken for a strike. Yeah, it's 0-2. One foul up the third base side. Count remains 0-2. And that's a ball, 1-2.
We've seen every color of uniform today you can imagine.
So, yeah.
Look, the count to 2-2 was ahead. Mm-hmm. 0-2.
That one turned on and foul. Two-two, popped foul again.
Well, Doug, I missed that. This pinch hitter, Maggie Johnson.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't notice that either. Batting for Harris. Johnson.
And she is listed as a catcher.
Freshman of the Welsh, Louisiana. taken for a ball. 3-2, full count by Willows. And that one's going to be popped up. Somebody call for it. And wow. Moreno takes charge out there, and that's out number one.
Well, we got an out.
And that'll bring up Jaden Yesso. So now just need to get two more outs. Send it to the bottom of the seventh. And that one gets away from Reese. And so the runners will move up on the wild pitch. Next pitch, swung out and missed, and it's 1-1. Up high ball. Two balls and one strike. And that one ground ball a second. Throw to first, gets the out. Well, the run comes home. And Ella Mabel the batter, as it's now 12-6. And strike call. And it's 1-1. Two outs. Another run is in. That one fouled away again. Deuces on the board. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. And that one is going to be hit short. Throw to first. And got the out. And so the inning is over. And they do score one run. We head to the bottom of the seventh. And for the Buccaneers, do or die, they need six runs to tie, seven to win. Back at we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Reds.
For clean, affordable toilets, call K&H Portable Toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
Strands Associates, part of Brenham and Washington County's past, present, and future growth by helping their clients succeed through excellence in engineering.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Baskey's Jewelry, 210 East Main Street in downtown Brenham. Proudly serving customers for over 81 years.
Collier Construction, blending traditional values with modern strategies since 1938.
Discover freshness at Brenham Quality Meat Market. Fresh meats, hand-cut, just for you. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Say goodbye to blurry vision with some help from Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
All right, as we come back here, Wheeler trying to nail it down for LSU Eunice. She'll be looking at Alexis Moss, Andy Beckendorf, and Danny Lopez. Moss is 2-for-3 with a two-run single and a home run. That homer came in her last at bat. And pitches inside for a ball, 1-0.
One of the few bright spots for the Lady Bucks today.
And that one, ground ball at first, and she'll step on the bag. One down. And now Andy Beckendorf will bat. Beckendorf, 1-for-3. Reached on an error first time up, but then last time up hit a solo homer. And that one foul away. And that one taken for a strike. And it is 0-2. And Beckendorf sends that one in, and that is going to be caught by the right fielder. What a play.
What a play by the right fielder out there. Nice. Got a great jump on that line drive hit by Annie.
And robbed her of extra bases. And so blend down to their final out in the form of what was Danny Lopez, and now we got Courtney Carter up there. So Carter pinch hitting for Lopez. Carter is a freshman out of Meadville. To the backstop, and it's 1-0. Foul tip into the mitt, and it's 1-1. Tip 1-2. So now the Bucks down to their final strike.
It was a rough change up.
Mm-hmm. 1-2 pitch. Down low ball, it's 2-2. Base hit. And so Carter gets aboard and goes, well, we're going to get another pinch hitter, and this is going to be Maddie Taylor coming into bat. Taylor pinch hitting here. Taylor is a sophomore out of Cypress. And that one inside for a ball. It's 1-0. Yeah, that one popped up, and that's going foul.
There is hope with a glimmer.
And Detlow for a ball. 2-1. And that one back up the middle base hit. It's the two runners aboard now. And going to bring up Jalen Budelish. Did bad.
Good luck on that one, Doug.
Yeah. So from Salmon Arm, British Columbia.
Was that Budelish?
That would be my guess. Yeah, that's what Rudy said.
We
so
did
we'll
good.
Go with that. So, 2-on, 2-out here in the bottom of the seventh. Lynn trailing by 6. And Budelich takes a strike call, 0-1. Yeah, swings and misses, takes a big rip, came up empty, it's 0-2. Yeah, swings and misses, she's down on strikes, and that's the ball game, your final score, it is LSU Eunice 12, Blinn 6. That'll take us to the post game. And this broadcast, Blinn Lady Buccaneer Softball, made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. Post game made possible by Woodman Life, Gilmore Electric Express, John Breeden with State Farm, The Paint Warehouse, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Walshit Construction, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger and Brenham, Odie Real Estate, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Double D Glass Service, Coaches Insurance Agency, DDM Pipe and Steel, Wingstop, and TNA Services. Back with the postgame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Outstanding capacity, innovation, and the industry's highest density come together in a new Holland Roll Belt Round Baler. Available from WC Tractor in Brenham and Sealy. Whether you make 4x5 foot, 4x6 foot, or 5x6 foot bales, there's a roll belt right for you. All models feature wide, durable pickups and smooth feeding systems for faster baling. Integrated precision solutions help you make smart baling decisions on the go. Stop by WC Tractor in Brenham and Sealy today. WC Tractor, now with 6 convenient locations to serve you. Find them at wctractor.com.
So, how's the new job?
Love it. But it's not just a job, it's a career.
Life insurance? Love?
I told you Woodman Life is really active in the community, right? They support all kinds of community improvement projects. How's your job, by the way?
Don't ask.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for financial security for your family at 251-6203.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
It's springtime and new colors are in bloom. Benjamin Moore Paint Colors. They include colors like dark lilac, leisure green, bumblebee yellow, and more than 3,000 others to choose from.
Spring is a great season to paint, and it's the perfect time to find your new favorite paint color for your home. The Paint Warehouse in Brenham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com.
Flavor takes center stage at Wingstop, where every wing is cooked to order and tossed in bold, crave-worthy sauces. From classic lemon pepper and hickory smoked barbecue to their famous original hot, there's a flavor for every appetite. Add seasoned fries, crispy tenders, and a refreshing drink to complete the meal. Whether it's lunch with coworkers, dinner with family, or game night with friends, Wingstop delivers big taste every time. Stop in at 2642 TX36 in Brenham or order online at wingstop.com.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at hodyre.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball softball season.
All right, as we come back here, and it was a doubleheader split today for the Blinn Buccaneer softball team, winning the first game 5-4, but then losing the second game 12-6. And that second game, just when we thought we saw everything in the first game, and then second one turned out to be pretty wild and woolly as well.
I tell you what, it was a wild and woolly game, but the one big downfall of the Lady Bucks in this second ball game this afternoon is too many errors, and that's it.
Yeah.
And then there was also some mental errors where you let fly balls drop in between three people, and when things like that happen, it's going to be really difficult to win a baseball softball game.
And those are the kinds of things, too, that drive coaches nuts.
Oh, I'm telling you.
And I'm sure Coach Church and Coach Ingram will get the ship righted when they get ready to return back to conference play next week. In the meantime, we've got more to come here on the post-game show. But first, let's send you back to the studios here. Another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Brenham, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrushing services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Visit TrailmastersTexas.com and visit their Facebook page today. Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes all the athletes a successful baseball and softball season.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas grown and customer owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
If you have unwanted guests in your home, T&A Pest Control can help. T&A Pest Control Services is locally owned and operated in Brenham. They provide you with their brand name products and give you the best quality service they have to offer. Give them a call today for a free quote and let them help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At T&A Services, their number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2525. 24.
Howdy, Patrick Kenning here with your Gilmore Electric Express light bulb moment. When's the last time you checked your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors? These small devices are lifesavers, but did you know they have a lifespan? They require regular battery checks and should be completely replaced every 8 to 10 years. At Gilmore Electric Express, we can test, replace, or install detectors in code-compliant locations to make sure your home is protected. For your electrical needs, don't settle for less. Call Gilmore Electric Express at 979-77-LIGHT.
All right, as we come back here to Holt Park, time to take a look at your final stats. And Skylar Flanagan, she was 2-for-3, pair of singles, and also drew a walk and scored a run. Hallie Scheel, 1-for-3, had a single and run scored, and also a sack fly. Brianna Moreno was 1-for-2 with a single, also had a sack bunt and was hit by a pitch. And then you had Alexis Moss, who was 2-for-4, two-run single scored a run, and then also had a solo homer. Andy Beckendorf, 1-for-4 with a reach on an error and also had a solo homer. Danny Lopez, 0-for-3, but did reach base on an error and score. Courtney Carter with a single. Maddie Taylor with a single. Presley Mabes, 0-for-2, but did reach after getting hit by a pitch. And so that is the stats. And when we come back, Tommy and I'll name our John Breeden star of the game after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
The Whataburger Monterey Melt is back? You've got some nerve showing up here again, looking all delicious with your fresh all-beef patties, melty cheeses, grilled peppers and onions, and jalapeno ranch. When I want you, you're nowhere to be found. And now you're back? Aw, get in here. We just missed you, that's all. The Whataburger Monterey Melt is back for a limited time and harder to resist than ever. Download the app. What a burger.
Barndominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built a reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their location in Brenham or Bastrop.
And it's a home run! Make a home run with Coaches Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coaches Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services proudly supports the Blinn Bucks baseball and softball teams.
And back we go here, and now it's time to name our John Breeden star of the game. And this one had its ups and downs, one young lady really stood out tonight.
No doubt about it. Definitely one of the better bright spots of this second ball game today. But Alexis Moss came up in the first inning. We had two runners on base. She gets a single, gets two RBIs, then comes up in the sixth inning, and I thought we were going to get a really good rally going there. She hits a huge home run and kind of got things, and then Annie Beckendorf follows up with another one. But Alexis Moss was the bright spot in the second ball game today, our John Breeden star of the game.
And the star of the game is sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden, 2006 South A Street in Brenham. For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, it's insurance you can trust. Back with a final wrap-up after we hear one more time from our sponsors.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Blinn Buccaneer and Lady Buccaneers baseball and softball teams this season. Our Buccaneers look strong, and we're cheering them on to another successful season. We wish our Buccaneers a safe and strong victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
A custom home should reflect everything you want and need, built with unmatched quality and expert craftsmanship. That's why more homeowners choose Waltrip Construction, the number one custom home builder in Southeast Texas. With over 40 years of experience, Presley Waltrip brings dream homes to life with skill and care. View completed projects at waltripconstruction.com or call 979-732-7018. Trust Waltrip Construction with your building projects. Waltrip Construction would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes a successful baseball and softball season.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
All right, well, that's going to do it for us out here in Holt Park, here at Holt Park. Coming up, our next broadcast will be this Tuesday night with the Brenham Cubs and A&M Consolidated from Fireman's Park. 6:35 pregame, 7 o'clock first pitch, and that is going to be a huge series for the Cubs.
No doubt about it. Cubs are 6-0 in district. That's one of the better starts that we've had in the last few years.
Yeah.
But no, very, very good start. Cubs, in fact, came back last night to win that ball game.
Yeah.
Scored two runs in the sixth to come out and pull that off. So, but a big test next week with A&M Consolidated. But you know what? It's part of it. So
yep.
Good luck to the Cubs next week and looking forward to that.
And meanwhile, once again, your final scores here today. In game one, it was the Blinn Buccaneers defeating LSU Eunice 5-4. However, LSU comes back in the nightcap, and they win it 12-6, the final. Well, that's going to do it for us here. I want to thank Sandy back at the studios for helping us bring this one to you. A big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, thank you to all our sponsors who make our broadcast possible. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports. Oh, by the way, don't forget Astros baseball coming up at 6:10. And meanwhile, it's Doug and Tommy saying good night, everybody.
Play ball!
The post game is brought to you by Goodman Life, Gilmore Electric Express, John Breeden with State Farm, The Paint Warehouse, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Walchick Construction, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Cody Real Estate, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Double D Glass Service, Coaches Insurance Agency, DDM Pipe and Steel, Wingstop, and TNA Services. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.